hello and welcome. Thank you all for tuning in to the Faith Walk Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week, yes, folks, on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. That's right. I ask that you invite your family, friends, and associates to join you right here every Sunday and listen in to the Faith Walk Show. Again, on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to grow your faith. Yes. I say build your foundation on faith, because without faith, first of all, it is impossible to please God. One of my favorite scriptures, and I also taught in last week's message, was on Hebrews 11:6, and it states, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So you have to seek after Him for hidden treasure, so to speak. You got it? So yes, folks, building a sturdy foundation of any kind takes commitment and focus to carry out your plans, right? So in this case, with faith being your foundation, your support system, as time goes on, you will become more secure in your walk with the Lord and more secure in your life plans to live that life that you work so hard for. Make sense? Also, second thing to consider is without building your faith foundation for a rainy day, so to speak, you will continue to question every hardship that comes along. Yes, folks, most times you will continue to live caught up in emotions that leads to sometimes making decisions that are not beneficial to your life. Also, another scripture I just love that will help you understand why faith today, that is Romans 5:1-6. I will read it really quick. It states, therefore, having been justified, and folks, justified means vindicated, accepted, warranted. It also means corrected and blameless. So, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Verse 5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So as I often say, folks, hope on, trust on, believe on, and have faith on into every part of your life, because when you are looking at things and acting on things through the eyes of your faith, it gives reason to continue on. It helps you make sense of all those things that interfere and have a negative impact on your life. So again, I say hope on, trust on, believe on, and have faith on into every part of your life. So again, thank you for tuning into the Faith Walk Show. On this show every week, I talk about faith as an instrument, as you can see, a vehicle that will open those life doors. And I welcome you back every Sunday, again at 10:30 a.m. Also, don't forget to invite others to listen in as well to learn how to use faith in many areas of your life. Not only when your life is experiencing a 911 emergency call to God, I call it, or use faith for money or materialistic things, but faith to help make your life more meaningful in terms of learning how to enjoy your life experiences through the ups and downs, through tough times, through learning and being an overall better person. So in saying all of that, folks, I think this is the right time to talk about the focus of the message today. But first things first, the title of the message today is Putting on the New You. Yes, putting on the new you. And I often talk about faith on this show as a way to know without doubting. And to know means you are not afraid of the unknown. Whatever you can't see, when you are standing in faith, trust, hope, and belief, and you are in God's will for your life, hold on. Stand firm on your faith. Just because you can't see things happening doesn't mean that it is not going to happen in due season in God's time. Got it? So before I get too far into the message points and scriptures of the day, let me give you the biblical definition of the word faith, which I believe states plain and simple in the book of Romans. And that is Romans 10:17 tells us this, and it states, So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So before I get too far into the message today, I want to talk a little bit more about faith. Again, that is Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So folks, according to the scripture, you have to be doing something in order to have faith, right? So in doing something, that is studying the Bible in your quiet time. The word of God also says, study to show thyself approved. So again, the biblical definition of faith, in my opinion, comes from Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So let me give you a few things to think about. When you hear the word of God, you have to actually be listening or studying, right? So reading the word gives the following. Reading the word gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And once you understand that wisdom gives you insight in God's plan for your life, you won't worry about your past, present, or future. Also, and once you are aware of the knowledge, which is information that brings about change, you won't worry about the past, present, or future. You got it? And last, once you truly have the God understanding, and that is accepting and appreciative, you still won't worry about the past, present, or future, because as you grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it helps you spiritually connect to the Word of God. So don't ever forget this scripture. Write it down. That is Romans 10:17, the basis of this show. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Have I got some great message points and scriptures to talk about today? As I move on, for those who are just tuning in to the show today, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I have been talking about faith building for the last 10 minutes, which is my introduction this morning. However, I also want to talk a little bit about how to change your mind. So the focus of my message today is change, and how do we change? Think about that. How do we change? And here it is, by not wavering from the truth, by not wavering from the God truth in all aspects of your life. You see, you have to wear the word. And how do you wear the word, folks? You have to read it, first of all, because remember, Romans 10:17 tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So again, how do we change? By not wavering, folks, from the God truth in every area of your life. Again, you have to wear the word. And how do you wear it? Here it is. You have to read it, testify to it, speak on it every opportunity you get, pray the word. The Bible tells us to make our requests known to God. So you have to pray your way through uncertain situations. Make sense? So folks, when you do all of this, it turns your life into living the word. Pretty simple, right? So again, for those who may be just tuning into the show today, the title of the message today is Putting on the New You. Scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. If you're at home listening, grab your Bible, or if you're driving in your car, that's okay. I'll read it to you. Again, scripture of the day, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. And it states, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Verse 13, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gifts that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the leadership. Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. And what I was telling the young people this past week, and I will go back to verse 12 really quick, let no one despise your youth. And that means put you down, tell you you're not worth it. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So folks, I say whether you're young, whether you're seasoned, no matter what, this is how you put on the new you. And in verse 13, it continues to tell us, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Verse 14, do not neglect the gifts that is in you. So whatever the Lord has given you to work his plan to draw other people into the kingdom, use your gifts. So what is your gift today, folks? What is it that God uses you to do, to be happy, to be fruitful with your giftings? Again, verse 14, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the eldership. I also said this to the young folks. The gifts that were prayed over your life, given to you by prophecy to the laying on the hands of the eldership, is led by God to pray over your life so that you continue to live and work your gifts. Don't forget that. Because in verse 15, it tells us, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them. So give yourself entirely to your gifts. Again, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. So your walk with the Lord today is not just for you. It's for you, but it's also so that others may see you and change. And I have to repeat this scripture because I do almost in every show. The Word of God tells us to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, again, verse 15, meditate on these things, folks. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. And here's verse 16, I just love. Take heed to yourself and the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you save both yourself and those who hear you. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's listening to you. Somebody is focused on every word you say. So again, verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. I mean, when I first read this for the first time, I said, Lord, this is a beautiful thing. If we all just get just this part, I think this world would be a better place to reside, to live, until we're all called to live in glory forever. Take heed to yourself, to the doctrine, continue in them, for doing this will save both yourself and those who hear you. You see the connection? You are not only saving yourself, but you are saving other people that are hearing you. I know I do have to break here shortly, but let me go over these scriptures really quick before the break, because I have some other points I want to give you. Again, that is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. If you are just tuning in, this is the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is Putting on the New You. And scripture of the day, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. Feel free to grab your Bible, read along with me if you're at home, or if you are driving in your car, I will read it to you and break the scriptures down as the Lord has laid on my heart to do so today. So I want to go back to verse 12 really quick. And it states, let no one despise, and again, despise means look down on. Let no one look down on, despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So let me give you the breakdown of a few of these words. Again, let no one look down on, despise your youth, be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So, word means conversation, discussion, talk, right? Conduct, it is your behavior, your demeanor, your ways, right? And in love, which is the most important one, you got to have compassion for each other, being kind-hearted to one another. So again, going over these, a word means conversation, discussion, talk. Conduct means your behavior, demeanor, the way you act, and love is to have compassion, be kind-hearted. So moving on, faith is confidence, trust, believe, and conviction. And last, purity means cleanness and transparency. So I always have a funny saying, I don't have to sneak up on the mirror. I'm not afraid to look at who I am every day, because every day I am trying to live in God's will for my life. So, purity, cleanness, and transparency. So moving on really quick, verse 13, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And reading means for understanding, exhortation means advice or counsel, and doctrine means rules or policy. You got it? Till I come, give attention to reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Verse 14, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the eldership. And I went over the scripture a few minutes ago, so I want to move on to verse 15. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. And last, verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. And verse 16, folks, is the winner in these scriptures today, in my opinion. And again, it reads, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So here's the big question for all who are listening. Are you saved today? Did you put on the new you when you woke up this morning? Did you let bygones be gone? Did you keep yesterday where it belongs in yesterday? Did you take heed to yourself and to the doctrine? And doctrine means set of beliefs held and taught. So, did you keep the word today? Did you save yourself and those who hear you? I have confidence that you did. As I said a few minutes ago, I have to break here for my sponsor, GFDM, Web Design and Marketing. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Putting on the New You. I just want to take a few minutes and give you a little background about the show. The Faith Walk Radio Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome fear and depression, using faith in God as your foundation. So I look forward to sharing with you every week. Also, I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. Please write and tell me all about it, and I will share at the end of the month on this very show your Faith Walk inspirational story with the world so that they may be encouraged to know God is still listening. So email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. Now, back to the show. Title of the message is Putting on the New You.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is Putting on the New You. Scripture of the day I taught on came from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. And to sum up all these scriptures today, folks, we have to live our life as a living example. Because it's not so much about us. It's not about you. It's not about God answering your prayers so that you can have a nice car, a nice home. so that you can make more money in life, so you can buy more things. It's not so much about that. It's about saving yourself. And when you do so, you save those who hear you. So we all have a responsibility as a believer, and that responsibility is to focus on the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. So whether you are young, middle-aged, or seasoned, it is time to put on the new you. Put on a new woman, a new man, a new mind, a new heart. You get my point? So the homework this week is to tell two people, thank you. Thank you for living your life righteous before God. Thank you for the kind-hearted things you say to others. Thank you because of your walk, it has changed me. So that's the homework for this week. And folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Putting on the new you is to exist in the God facts. Not trying to figure out what the world believes, but what you believe to be true through God's word, the Bible. So to exist in the God facts, and exist means to be. To be real, to be present, to exist, to tell the story. That is the story of why living for God is the solution, and it saves your soul. So in saying that, listen to this. Spiritual failure is a price much, much too big. The price is too big and the stakes are much too high for you to fail God today. Because when you are righteous, others who hear you become righteous and are saved by your actions. What a God way to live. Folks, I have had a wonderful time in the Word of God with you today. I hope what you have heard, the scriptures I have taught on today, will bless you in a way that you will continue to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Because at the end of the day, you have to be able to put on a new you. One last thing to remember before I go. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone, by you I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day.
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.